Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New numbers out this morning on inflation. The Labor Department releasing the Consumer Price Index. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis takes a look.
In real terms, inflation is no longer surging. Typical family currently spending about $211 more a month versus a year ago. But it's when you look backwards to 2 years ago where you really see that difference, $605 more a month to 2 years ago. 3 years ago, you are still paying today about $1,000 more a month on the same goods and services.
The Senate this morning passing a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. A small group of Republicans arguing that the U.S. should focus on its own problems before sending any money overseas. Having failed the first time to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the House will again try today to get it done. Big snowstorm hitting the Northeast started as rain, but is now coming down as snow hard in New York City. Later, it'll move up through Boston. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers may advance a new proposal for legislative maps today. Majority Republicans could pass maps proposed by Governor Evers in order to preempt potentially less favorable maps that could be put in place by the liberal state Supreme Court. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the United States.
We've been working to try to get more consistent and predictable funding from Congress to help support local administrators to get the resources they need and help modernize the election infrastructure that's super outdated in most of the jurisdictions.
Sunwoo Oh is with the progressive nonprofit group Stand Up America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Brent Plish has been named UW-Madison's interim chief of police. He's replacing former chief Kristen Roman, who resigned on Monday. The State Journal reports that she was under investigation by university officials for allegations of workplace misconduct. They were not investigating any criminal charges, and Roman resigned before the investigation could be complete. Plish has been with the UW-Madison police since 2005 and will serve as chief until university officials can name a permanent new chief of police. A major reconstruction project on Highway 19 in western Dane County kicked off on Monday. The project will improve almost 10 miles of road between the towns of Mazomanie and Springfield. Transportation officials look to improve the safety, drainage, and pavement conditions off the highway. They'll be widening the shoulders of the road, replacing two bridges, and create a new pedestrian crossing at Indian Lake Park. The road will remain open until at least March, and construction is expected to be finished in the fall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected, and it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
The Bucks with another win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 112-95 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis with 36 points to lead Milwaukee. The Bucks improving their defense. It's the first time this season they've held opponents to under 100 points in back-to-back games. Doc Rivers.
Just steady progress, believing in your D, trusting it, clarifying it. Don Shula, you know, if you ever read his book, he always talked about the fastest player is the one that doesn't have to think. And the more we can get our guys to know exactly what we're doing, they can play at full speed. Simplify so we can play with fire.
Baseball pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, talked about a roster without pitchers like Corbin Burns or Brandon Woodruff.
We're kidding ourselves to think that this thing's going to be decided on paper because we lost Burns and Woodruff. And, you know, it's getting the guys to understand that, you know, if you want to make it happen, it starts with you.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 36 for a high this afternoon. The wind not terribly strong out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45 with some light rain and light snow tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Won't amount to much. Clearing on Thursday, cooler, high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs, and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh, my God, I wish I had gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Age is age, yes. I'll tell you this, though. I've worked with the president for a long time, especially closely as speaker when he was president, and now since then. And he knows, I mean, he's always on the ball. He knows these issues, he knows the legislation, he helped write some of it, he campaigned on it, he remembers it. Anyone who would think that they're at some advantage because of his age thinks that at their peril, because he's very sharp.
Yes, Nancy Pelosi, who also knows how to count. Yeah. Unlike Mike Johnson.
She can count past 10, for sure.
Exactly. One more.
Again, age is an objective fact. As I say, it's all relative. He's younger than I am, so what do I have to say about his age?
Exactly. She's sharp as a tack, too. Uh-huh. Abby in Maryland. Hey, Abby. Hello, Abby.
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 Oh,
hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Abby.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hello. I just wanted to comment on... God, that John Stewart, what a disappointment that was. I was not expecting his comments like that. But
we all missed it. So what, just give us a little, you know, thumbnail.
Well, first of all, you know, he just started out really by comparing Trump's age and Biden's age. And that here we are, we're stuck with these two old guys. You know, and there's nothing different about them.
Really?
He did, you know, to his credit, he did show some video of Trump saying
Trump not remembering.
Like, oh,
I saw a little clip of that, of Trump not remembering a bunch of stuff. But yeah, it's just
all that stuff.
Yeah, but this both sides do it is, you know, it's exactly the same as what Kristen Welker tried to do on Meet the Press. Mm-hmm. That thank God Landrieu pushed back on hard, you know, because it.
Yeah, I recommend people do this, you know, go on the Daily Show threads or text and complain, because he's being panned about this. A lot of people are really upset about what he did yesterday. I mean, you know,
I think people were so excited he's coming back in what we think is like the most important election year of our lives. And I think people, you know, thought of him as our ally in the sense that, you know, he's, you know, for democracy and not for Trump. And I think it's just but I feel like it's part of this both sides doing it that has gotten us to this point where there's a chance of giving a 91 felony count rapist the nuclear codes again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did not expect that from John. I thought John was better than that. And also, you know, he was so strong about the PACT Act. He was the reason, I give John credit, was the reason why the PACT Act was passed. But you know what? If Trump were president, it never would have passed. Mm-hmm. And who knows what's going to happen to the PACT Act.
Yeah.
When
he did a great job standing up for the 9/11 first responders. Mm-hmm. And nobody was more disgusting about 9/11 from the day of 9/11 when he was bragging about he had the tallest building now, that you know, through every single issue that John Stewart cares about. Let's go to Susie in Chicago. Hey, Suze.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi, Stephanie. Hi. I love you.
I didn't mean to startle you. Did I call you at a bad time?
What?
I said, did I call you at a bad time? I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Yes, I too will die mad. I'm very, very angry. And I just shout out to Karen and Abby. John Stewart, I mean, WTF. I will never, ever watch him again. Abby had a great idea. I'm going to the Daily Show. .com or online or, you know, no. That was just despicable, his comparison of the age. And I'll tell you something, Stephanie, I'm of your age, but I do have a 24-year-old son. So I don't
Which age? Which age are you?
Which age are you?
The lie or the real one?
All right. Thank you,
Whatever.
Sue. Whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Age is relative.
Uh-huh.
Okay, whether you're lying or not. Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of big names, Rocky Mountain Mike is here.
Hey!
Hello. I don't get this. I just watched the Jon Stewart segment about an hour ago, and I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. Yeah, he pointed out that Biden was old, but he pointed out that Trump was old. It wasn't a both sides thing. It was comedy. I mean, he found the things that were funny. And there are things that right. Biden has done to address his age that are funny. And he didn't do it in a way that put him down.
Right.
What do you think because, I mean, obviously, it's not just our callers this morning. I've seen all over online, you know, obviously opposite reaction to it. What do you, I mean, I just, again, say, because I think we're all so raw. We're so exhausted about Trump and we're so terrified.
See, I mean,
that we're not
I,
in the
I
same,
approach these things.
Yeah, go ahead.
I look at it from the standpoint of what's funny, you know, and what works on a TV show. It's not Jon Stewart's job to work for the DNC,
right.
You know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, no one expects him to. No one expects
him to. You're
kind
of expecting him to, though.
Do you remember the bit that we just played that you did, for instance, to speaking of memory tests? Do you remember the Tea Party ballad?
I appreciate that Nancy Pelosi was bragging about when she and Biden worked on the Taft-Hartley Act.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's, you know, these are things that we can joke about and still recognize that Trump is a monster.
Right. Right.
And I think that the Stewart segment did that.
Right. We can point out how old he is without clutching our pearls.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's not the pointing out how old he is. It's the false equivalency that both sides
That's
do.
That's what he did, though.
Alfred in Pittsburgh with a...
He said they're both old.
Hey, Alfred, go ahead.
Sure. Hey, I don't think there's any purpose in Stewart saying that both of those guys are old. Anybody that doesn't know that, it doesn't matter. The problem I saw, he brought in this woman who's the editor of The Economist, mm-hmm. this Brit.
Uh-huh.
And they both launched into an analysis of how, here's Jon Stewart's phrase, the New World Order, being that fascists might be okay. So he talked about Meloni in Italy and Orban in Hungary, and then launched into the fact that it's this woke business that's creating all this problems. Not one word about January 6th.
See, that's where I feel like he intersects with Bill Maher a little bit on this, like, oh, woke is the problem and political correctness and whatever. And it just, I get it. I'm a comedian, but it just, we are at a particularly terrifying time, I think, in our history I look at the coverage now and I think, and also, by the way, this is the Lincoln Project. It's not just age, it's mental state. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is.
That's it.
Okay.
Hey, Donald, we noticed something. More and more people are saying it. You're weak. You seem unsteady. You need help getting around. And wow.
An anomalous, really an anomalous country, and you deserve.
Are you sure you don't have dementia?
It runs in the family.
Have you had a real doctor check you out? You keep confusing things.
And we did with Obama. We won an election.
Getting the facts wrong.
We just left pleasure. Paradise.
People laugh about it, about you, even your own people behind your back. You're winning the primary, but losing your power, your strength, your manhood. Face it, Donald. You're just projecting when you call Joe Biden old. He's stronger than you, fitter than you, smarter than you, a better man and a better president. Anyone can see it. And when you lay there at night, alone, you know we're right. You're falling apart, Donald, breaking down right in front of our eyes.
God bless the United States.
That's a favorite of Lincoln Project as well.
I mean, I don't know if I'm the only one chilled watching that clips of that Tucker Carlson interview with Putin,
yeah,
who was basically defending Hitler, mm-hmm, at, you know, going, yeah, into Poland. Someone, right, was like, if I were Poland, I'd be kind of scared.
Yeah, Rachel Maddow mentioned
but
it.
I mean, just,
night.
Yeah,
Poland
Rachel
is
Maddow,
a NATO country.
Yeah, Rachel Maddow, mm-hmm, mentioned it as well, where, you know, you're, and meanwhile, Trump is on cue going, I don't care, Russia can do whatever they want to any of our NATO allies, mm-hmm, and also quoting Hitler, mm-hmm, and you're like, is any, when else is fascism really alert system going off? Like, this is not funny. This, I mean, Hitler Burger's funny, but the,
but yeah,
well, Hitler
but yeah,
Burger's
but
always
that's
fun.
Just, yeah, you know, but not really. I mean,
I go now to the Hitler Burger, the Hitler Burger, the Hitler Burger. I go now to the Hitler Burger,
it's like,
to get myself my lunch.
My lunch is
Putin what? Sounds like exactly like Poland was asking for it. It was wearing a tight dress, right, just like Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Like
Poland was bent over the
yes,
ping pong machine.
Exactly. And I feel like in this analogy, oh, you're Hitler, and that's a good thing? Like, I was like, okay. All right, we were saying maybe the origin story is an Obama derangement syndrome. We forgot this tweet. In the Tea Party days, they thought liberals would round them up, put them in Jade Helm FEMA camps, hidden under Walmarts, while they'd be forced to gay Sharia law, marry illegals, while Obamacare death panels confiscate their guns and Bibles and force them to say happy holidays. Yes, I forgot. There was a lot of conspiracy theory, yeah, crazy derangement then as well.
Kenyan socialist Muslim.
Meet Skeeter.
He raised taxes 14 times.
As you can tell, Skeeter is afflicted
vacation
with Obama derangement syndrome.
America.
Skeeter is unable to distinguish wild fantasy from reality.
Okay.
There is no cure, but there is hope.
He's arrogant.
For less than the price of 2 decaf triple lattes, you can sponsor someone with Obama derangement syndrome.
All he does is blame Bush for everything Bush did.
With your help, Skeeter and thousands like him can receive the equivalent of an 8th grade education.
Death panel.
Learning basic civics, economics, science.
He had a big hip-hop barbecue.
And hygiene.
Community organizer, communist Hitler.
We might not be able to cure him.
They're not rich people, they're job creators.
But we might prevent Skeeter from running for a second congressional term.
Obama's in cahoots with Barbara Streisand and Al Gore, who has a big house.
Please help us erase Obama derangement syndrome.
Madrasa.
A half-baked thought is a terrible thing to waste.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. That's the difference. It's like, mm-hmm, Trump derangement syndrome, or what do you call it? Trump
syndrome.
Derangement syndrome. It's based on real things. He's actually quoting Hitler, and obviously, and has already done horrific things in his first term. So, like, Trump derangement, as Carlos says, Amity needed more shark derangement syndrome. He's a real danger. Mm-hmm. Obama, it was based on nothing that was true.
True.
I mean, it was that he was black. That,
yeah,
was
that was
right?
It. That was it.
Kenyan socialist death panels, mm-hmm, all of it.
Madrasas.
Right? That, but
yes.
Our Roe v. Wade being overturned, as we keep saying, those are the real death panels. Obamacare didn't have death panels. None of that was real. And it's getting all worked up.
Oh, God. You got more stuff in your craw again.
Oh, my God. I thought you got the craw. I did not. No, I did not. Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Okay. Good morning. I'm going to add to this pile. Jon Stewart was mildly funny last night. What he was trying to do, I thought, Peter and I both thought, was tell the Biden people to put him out there and show, yes, why he's strong.
I agree.
Show why, despite being 80, he's capable, he's sharp, and most of all, he's the patriot. And then do the counterbalance. And so he was mildly funny. It was weak tea. It was very weak. But I think he was really trying to send, you know, the Dems and Biden people, put it out there, and that's how we fight against Trump. But if he wants a lesson in how to really do it, then he should have looked at his best friend Colbert's opening monologue last night, where he tore Trump and the GOP apart.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah,
what we need. every day. We need to tear them apart.
It's not normal times, Sue, right, for comedy or anything else. Trust me, you will not believe how many times I'm getting off my ass to do a sexy liberal show this year. I mean, I am 11 billion years old and I hate travel. But, you know, it's...
I will be there.
Thank you. Every single one of them. If I can be there, you can be there. We're going to announce soon. I'm going to explode. I'm going to explode soon if I can't announce.
I know. We've got to still wait a little bit.
I think Biden should have done the Super Bowl interview.
Just he always has to say something at the break.
Don't you?
No, I don't.
Was it a CBS interview?
I don't think he has to do.
It would have been a CBS interview.
I don't think he has to do anything.
It's traditional for the president, and I think it would have gotten a younger audience, which he needs.
I don't have an. It's late now, and I don't have an opinion. I'm not in charge of his media.
I say something provocative, and he does
a lot of great interviews. He was great in that. Christopher. I didn't do that to retaliate. I'm just old. And it's
you're old.
She's got a potty mouth.
Like farts, it just.
Well, thank God you didn't do that Super Bowl interview.
I am just not going to be the person that's going to pick apart everything Biden does or doesn't do. We are facing the end of democracy.
That's a big
one, whatever.
That's a big one.
Blah. Blah. 20 minutes after
I think you agree with me and you're angry about that.
Blah, 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 blah. No, I don't. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. That's how I'm going to get through Sexy Liberal Tour. I tell you what, boy, howdy. Strawberry lemonade flavor. I know it's a bad confession that I don't like real water, just regular water. Blah.
I understand.
I need a little flavoring. And this is a fantastic flavor, and I get 10 supplements in one. All the stuff in there, I don't know what it is, but it has helped me go faster on my bike, hike longer, all you name it. Lift more weight. I mean, not Chris LaVoy kind of weight.
No.
You go to the Buick gym, as we know.
Sure.
Where you just lift Buicks. There's nothing else there.
I mean...
You don't even have a choice to lift like a Mini Cooper.
What else is a Buick good for?
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
Right.
Morning Kick, not your average drink. A powerful new formula helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Probiotics to help shed pounds. Prebiotics for healthy digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. Anti-aging supplements. If you want that extra boost of energy, want to feel younger, get it. Do it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie.
Everything everyone just said is either obvious or wrong.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
We're not sure what's better. Hanging out on a camp rentals or hanging out on the lakes. Hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. Gen 90 instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it. Around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, it's luxurious, nourishing, silk smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know because I feel that little tingle every time. There's a reason Genucel has 400 100% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you also get Genucel XV, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid in a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV are on special sale now. Genucel.com included in the bestseller package. It's the best value in skincare anywhere. Order right now at Genucel.com/Stephanie and get a free beauty box and deep firming serum while supplies last, plus free shipping on all orders. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
I want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and has started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes! Space is my birds!
Matt Mayer on Air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Matt Mayer on Air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Mayer on Air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. So.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Minutes after that. Would you like to pick up our fight about whether Biden should have done the Super Bowl interview, Jody?
You don't think so?
Jody says no. Jody's the smartest girl in class.
It's a huge audience that he could have talked to that he didn't.
I don't care. I was watching the game.
Yeah. Good, good God above tweets. Thou shalt not spend $100 million on Super Bowl ads showing Jesus washing feet when you could have just given that to house the homeless.
Right.
Thank you. Who are those people that are...
Wasn't it like Hobby Lobby or somebody like that?
I don't know.
The Jesus commercials. Cool.
Hasn't he always been cool? If you actually listen to what he actually says.
Yeah, if you listen to what he said, he's kind of cool.
Yeah,
a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, they could have washed a lot of feet with the money they spent on the ad.
Yes.
Showing
Jesus
washing feet.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Hi, Michael in the Bronx. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
You know, with all the Republican talk about bringing politics into football and wondering how did that start and huge Democrats, take a trip back a few years ago when it was Trump and you Republicans that started to begin with, when Colin Kaepernick and other football players took a knee during the national anthem, and when asked about it, Kaepernick said just to raise awareness to the injustices of racism going on, and then Trump opened his big mouth and say, no, you stand up and respect the national anthem, taking a knee, disrespects the flag, disrespects the military.
Yeah.
Oh, disrespect the military, huh? And then the same guy that's going to call out Nikki Haley's husband, and then as Joe Biden said, calling our fallen soldiers suckers and losers.
Yeah, by the way, we always say Republicans don't seem to care until it happens to them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nikki Haley didn't have anything to say about the first 11 billion times right. Trump disrespected the military, including, you know, Gold Star families and mm-hmm. John McCain. But suddenly it's her husband, and now it's what? How dare you?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
everybody.
Really.
As Rachel Vindman tweeted at her this morning, you didn't care when my military family
my husband
was
targeted.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, exactly. It's like they always say, like, until their kid is gay, until, mm-hmm. you know, fill in the blank. I had another thought. It's gone away now.
It's all right.
Was it disparaging me?
Yeah, probably. It was good. It'll come back. All right, Charlie Pierce, next.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers are scrambling to finish their work for the session. Assembly and Senate floor sessions today have long agendas. Republicans are proposing a $2 billion income tax cut similar to two proposals Governor Evers vetoed last year. This bill would make retirement income in Wisconsin tax-free. Life is getting better in Wisconsin state prisons, but Governor Evers admits there's room for improvement. Prisoners were locked down last spring due to staffing shortages. Evers recently toured Waupun and Green Bay after partially lifting the lockdowns in November.
I saw people outside of their cells doing some of the recreation things, some of the learning things that are going on there. I saw good things happening.
Evers on WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Rock County officials say that 31 homes were damaged from last Thursday's tornadoes. They say that 3 homes were completely destroyed and 10 received major damage. The tornadoes were the very first on record to touch the ground in Wisconsin in the month of February. The Rock County Sheriff's Office says that around 28 buildings are still without power. A community gathering for those affected by the storms will be held on Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Evansville High School. The St. Ambrose Academy in Madison is moving into the Holy Name Heights building on the far west side. Currently next to the Beltline near Westtown Mall, the school will move to the new building next school year. St. Ambrose Academy will lease a space in the building from the Catholic Diocese of Madison at market rate prices. It will allow students at the school to use the building's athletic fields and gymnasium, which currently see little use. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 36 for a high this afternoon. The wind not terribly strong out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45 with some light rain. And light snow tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Won't amount to much. Clearing on Thursday, cooler high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your home.
for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
So what I think Biden needs to do is reassure the public that the government is not just about him. Like, we have so much focus on the presidency, only Biden, only Trump. It's so much bigger than that. And I really think, you know, especially when talking to traditional Republican voters who are horrified by this isolationist America First wing in the party that is ascendant.
I remember the quote.
Oh.
The first black president was held to impossible standards while the first orange president is held to none. Thank you.
There it came back. See, it came back.
Okay.
It did.
Atta girl.
All right. This is who some political advisor, Amanda Carpenter. Here we go.
Tucker Carlson was giving an open platform to Vladimir Putin the other day to just spew his conspiracies against this. And so I think Biden would do really well to talk about what he can do to strengthen America's presence in the world, to stand up for democracies and our allies. There's still Republican hunger for that, even if Marco Rubio is too scared to say it.
Scared too much of a see. All right, listen, President Biden only needs to take advice from one man. That's it.
There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Oh, hi, Charlie Pierce. How you doing?
Hey, hello, everyone. How's everybody doing?
I thank you for your Eric Bollerting. You said, was some editor at the New York Times drunk? Quote, Mr. Trump, by contrast, does not appear to be suffering the effects of time in such visible ways. Trump often dyes his hair and appears unnaturally tan. He's heavy set and tall and uses his physicality to project strength in front of crowds. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Charlie.
Ooh, as Frank Zappa once said, gooey, dripping, steaming.
Yeah.
But I mean, there was a headline, I thought it was a joke, but about, like, you know, is Biden age more of a problem than, you know, I don't know, Putin, what do you call it? Trump giving, you know, NATO to Putin or whatever. I mean, it's just, it's not a joke, Charlie. That's the problem.
I mean, let's talk to a few Estonians and see what they think is the bigger problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joe Biden's age or the fact that Trump is, like, opening the door to Russian expansionism.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very concerned for the Estonians.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the way, we've been talking Super Bowl and...
By the way, Stephanie?
Yes.
The Jesus commercials?
Yes.
They're all financed with Hobby Lobby money.
That's what I thought.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They're this right wing. Yeah, they don't give any money to actual poor people like Jesus would do.
Yeah, those antiquity smuggling bastards from...
Yep.
Hobby Lobby. Uh-huh. Thieves of history.
Speaking of Super Bowl ads, you said the Kennedys went DEFCON 1 over that RFK Jr. Super Bowl ad. You said, can we please clear out the peanut gallery now? This is too important an election and too important a time in history for extraneous nonsense from its denizens. And you said Bobby Kennedy Jr. Managed to make the Super Bowl ever more of a freak show than it ordinarily is. Can you plagiarize your own family's legacy? I suspect we're about to find out. I mean, I finally saw the ad yesterday.
Oh, it's terrible.
Charlie.
Oh, God, it was horrific.
That really
is. Well, the point is that, like, 8 million people have visited the John F. Kennedy Library since it opened in 1979.
Yeah.
And that ad plays on a continuous, the ad from 1960 plays on a continuous loop in the exhibit about the campaign in 1960. Kennedy, 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 yeah. Kennedy. And all of a sudden, I'm watching the Super Bowl in 2024, and all of a sudden it's like, October of 1960 again.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 7 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, groping around for my Bottomo's Turkish Kaffee and my glass of Moxie.
But, I mean, you know, and of course it's a pack that's trying to get Donald Trump back in office, mm-hmm. of course, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, his whole thing is a front.
Yeah.
I mean, his whole thing is the political equivalent of the Jesus ads.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, thank you. By the way, thank you, Charlie Pierce, for your piece on Merrick Garland. You said Merrick Garland needs to be thanked for his service and shown the door. I've tried to be patient. You know, it's not my strong suit, but dear God.
I'm the last of the Mohicans on that one. Everybody I know among my political bronies wanted him gone months ago. And I kept saying, look, he's doing this. He's trying to stay above the fray.
Yeah, me too. Or,
you know, wait till it all works out and you're all going to look stupid. But Ben Hur there, that report was the Saturday end for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And now, like,
how in the name of God does that report go out under on Department of Justice stationery?
Yes. Yes. Right. Thank you. You said I've come to the sad conclusion that, like Brian Wilson, Attorney General Merrick Garland just wasn't made for these times. And like Tom Hagen, he's just not a wartime consigliere. And you said I hung in there longer than most people I know, but this week the case against him got overwhelming. You said he's not equipped to use all the tools God gave the Department of Justice to thwart the genuine threat to the republic. That is Trump, of course. And you said the dangerous political climate he's created. The former president should have been charged federally with insurrection literally years ago. You said, hell, during Thursday's oral arguments in the Supreme Court concerning the former president's eligibility, even Kavanaugh wondered why he hasn't been so charged. And Kavanaugh used to work for Ken Starr, if we're talking about using all the DOJ tools at your disposal. DOJ should have gone hammer and tongs after all the members of Congress, thank you, who had even the slightest connection with the insurrection. Someone higher than the bear spray crowd should have been arrested and held until trial. Some of the exclusive, expensive loafers should have been confiscated during the booking process rather than all those duck boots. I mean, that's the thing we've been asking, right, Charlie? Like, what all of these people are still in Congress, doing all the same traitorous crap, right?
Oh, absolutely. There hasn't been anywhere near enough exploration of that. When we know people ask for pardons, we know that from the January 6th committee.
Yeah.
And we know who they are.
Yeah.
And yet they're turning up on oversight committees and that weird Jim Jordan subcommittee on, you know, getting everybody who ever laughed at me for not wearing a sport coat. it's astonishing to me. Do I want a fully politicized and weaponized Department of Justice? No.
No.
But I want the Department of Justice to prosecute the offenses that are right under its nose.
Yeah, and Charlie, you make a good point. You said as diligent as Jack Smith has been, and God save the good work, he shouldn't have been necessary. This business didn't need a special counsel. It needed the Attorney General and the FBI from the jump. It should have been the very first item on Garland's plate when he walked in the door. I mean, that's the point. Special counsels, and when he didn't need them, you know, Joe Biden classified documents, Hunter Biden, these didn't need special counsels. You know, it's just the bending over backwards to be fair and transparent has really bitten him in the ass.
I mean, I feel the same way I did when Janet Reno allowed Ken Starr to expand his probe, to expand his mandate into Monica Lewinsky and Linda Tripp and that particular portion of Bill Clinton's life.
Yeah.
I thought it was an absolutely capital mistake.
By the way, you are one of the few people, and why we love you so much, that just is sounding the alarm the way it needs to be. You said, mother of God, the former president is even money to be the next president, and the only real obstacle in his way seems to be whether or not his coronary arteries will do good service. That's where we are. You said, Thursday was the end for me appointing a Republican hack like Robert Hur to investigate, quote-unquote, the non-crimes of the president was bad enough, but then to allow Hur to pile on a political hit piece about the president's memory, thereby normalizing one of the former president's attack lines on DOJ stationery is not admirably fair-minded. It's constitutionally suicidal. God save us from the fair-minded. They'll kill the country and wonder how they did it. That exactly sums it up. And now what? Now I feel like, as Jody was saying yesterday, how does he fire Garland now?
He can't.
You know, or, I mean, what do you do now? Now that he's appointed this hack report.
He's got to get reelected.
Right.
And Garland's going to have to, quote-unquote, decide it's time to, like, spend more time with his family.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, it's on every level.
Then he can put Doug freaking Jones in there. like he should have done in the first place.
Yeah, or Glenn Kirshner, if I have my druthers. but you said, and you know, you go.
Wait a minute, just because you want to get swoony over the J. Edgar Hoover movie.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. You said the rat effing of the 2020 presidential election in Georgia continues apace. A full court press underway in Georgia to punish Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. It has the blessing of Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, a Donald Trump ally and Republican legislative leader who could face charges for his conduct following the 2020 election. I mean, and you say the guy was an actual fake elector, which was at the very heart of the national scheme to steal the election through some phony legislative sleight of hand. In fact, the person who first exposed Willis's affair with the prosecutor, Nathan Wade, was a guy named Michael Roman, who was actually one of the defendants under indictment for running the Georgia end of the scheme. You said charge Jones immediately and revoke Roman's bail. I mean, it's just the pearl-clutching we do on our side, right? Over, you know, Fani Willis's private life, when I don't know how many guys I'm sure have done the same thing, right?
Actually, I think the total is 8,623,241.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you know them prosecutors, they're horny bastards.
So, Charlie, obviously.
Sorry, Glenn.
We're waiting on the, Supreme Court. I loved Andrew Weissman said, Trump's request that the Supreme Court consider his presidential immunity claim managed to hit a bizarre and incredibly inappropriate tone by the end of its first sentence. You'll love this as a sports writer. It began with the off-coded quip from former New York Yankees Yogi Berra. This application is deja vu all over again. Their position is that the president of the United States can kill people. If you were going to be snarky, you might as well have quoted Yogi Berra. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think what's hard, Charlie, is every legal expert said this should be a slam dunk. The Supreme Court doesn't take it. But this Supreme Court, you know, you watch as much as anybody.
I'm still holding out hope that they won't.
Yeah.
I mean, the claim is so bizarre. And, you know, it, and the opinion from the appeals court is so ironclad that, you know, they've got more important mischief to do than rule on this piece of nonsense. So I'm still holding out hope that they won't take the case at all.
Yeah. And what is the time frame? I keep hearing different things about, you know, cert and a stay and this and that, like that it could be 2 weeks. Like
and
when?
En banc.
Yes. Thank you en banc. For that. What are you hearing the time frame might be that we.
I don't know. I want to hear the en banc sound effect. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
It's like El Kabang.
That's right.
Wait, hold please. Jody Hamilton has handed me something.
Breaking news.
Cub reporter.
Cub reporter. Jody Hamilton. Justice John Roberts demands swift response from Jack Smith to Trump's immunity claim. He has given special counsel Jack Smith a week to file a motion explaining why Trump should not have presidential immunity.
What?
What does this mean?
Yeah, wow.
What does this mean exactly?
Yeah, it's weird.
We cannot accept that the Office of the Presidency places its former occupants above the law for all time thereafter, the three-judge panel said, obviously. Mm-hmm. Trump's attorneys have said the Supreme Court should move carefully. President Trump's claim that presidents have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for their official acts presents a novel, complex, and momentous question that warrants careful consideration on appeal, Trump's filing said. Robert said Smith's response must be filed by February 20th. I don't know what this means. Do you
either.
Know what this means,
it
Jody?
Doesn't. I don't know. It sounds almost like they're granting cert to me, but I don't know. It just came
well,
over.
Well, yeah, okay. It's
a novel claim because it's freaking insane.
Well, one former district attorney said Roberts appeared to be moving the case along swiftly. Oh, I hope that's true. He said Roberts' response was a good sign that whatever decision the Supreme Court makes, it hopefully will be expedited.
Well, it should be.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Let me just settle my stomach.
That doesn't necessarily make me feel hopeful.
No,
that
I know.
They're going to move fast.
Fast in a bad way, or right? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
We invaded Iraq pretty fast.
You know, if I'm being rushed to the hospital, I hope the ambulance goes fast. If I'm crossing the street and the ambulance hits me, that's bad.
Thank you, Charlie, for that excellent analogy. All right. Thank you, Charlie. Love you. Goodbye. Good luck to all of us. God bless us.
You just said your voice kept cutting out.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Well, I said bye-bye. We have to go.
Talk into the microphone.
It's right in front of me. Okay, goodbye. We'll see you next week.
Hey, 48... see you later.
All right, 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the Coziest of Earths. Oh, one of our guests is ensconced in lovely, lovely Cozy Earth sheets right now. My tiny baby nephew, Paul Fitzgerald.
He will join us on Thursday.
Star of the new Shonda Rhimes Netflix series, The Residence. He's the president, for God's sake. I had to put him in the presidential suite with Cozy Earth sheets and also towels. Mm. Okay. Cozy Earth made Oprah's favorite.
Is he not as cuddly as Dr. Juggs? Because the dogs are down here, not up there with him.
Well, Dr. Juggs is very, empathetic. She just lets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. All right, listen, Oprah said yes, please, 5 years in a row. This is why you should say yes, please. They are the best sheets in the world, the softest, the most comfortable, the most temperature regulating, made from viscose from bamboo. They are temperature regulating and sustainable. Or Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on them, wash them, try it out. If you're not completely in love, send it back within 100 days for a full refund. What? Life-changing luxury. The world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com, type in Miller at checkout. Save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
I need a drink. Where's the bar?
Broadcasting from the city with the official murder headquarters on St. Flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
African-American soldiers have participated in every major U.S. war, but often served with only black troops. The 1948 President Harry Truman signed an executive order that integrated the United States Armed Forces following the end of World War II. This action supported the rights of black soldiers and is still considered one of the earliest signs of desegregation. Today, more than 30% of the military is black. Listen for more Black History Stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's 2020.
2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air, 11 to noon.
On Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX, 1580 AM.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Stephanie Miller.
What?
Yes.
Guess who agrees with our friend Charlie Pierce on Merrick Garland? Lawrence Tribe, who was his professor.
Yeah.
Lawrence Tribe says, I've long respected my friend and former student Merrick Garland, but he has bent too far backwards in order to avoid seeming pro-Biden, as we always do on our side. Bob Bauer, as he cited from the Associated Press, Bob Bauer, as Biden's personal lawyer, rightly raised concerns over the inclusion of these details to both her and Garland. Garland should have granted Bauer's appeal because HER's report violated DOJ norms that work to avoid prejudicing the public against people who are not charged with a crime. Andrew Weissman said it was entirely foreseeable Rob HER would pull a Comey in his report. Garland was 100% right to have appointed a special counsel, but wrong to pick HER and to think only a Republican could fit the bill. Tribe said it's time we invented a verb for that kind of move. I propose we call it garlanding, or pulling a garland. And Tribe reposted a video of Michael Luttig's calling a HER report an abuse of power. Tribe said it was indeed a gross abuse, and one of the attorney general should have intervened to correct.
Mm-hmm.
What's good? Pam in New Hampshire. Hey, Pam.
Hey, John Stewart might as well have slapped every New York firefighter and police officer and veteran, because he had to fight Republicans to continue their health care after 9/11 and the PACT Act last year when Republicans high-fived each other.
Yes, if anyone should know, both sides don't do it. It's John Stewart, who's been fighting against Republicans for years to get some help.
They high-fived each other last year when the PACT Act went down, and he went up there yelling at Republicans. So people better be careful. They need to be really careful of what they do, because our veterans, cops, and firefighters, they're screwed.
Yeah. Yep. Diane in Arlington Heights, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Trump told the truth. It is fake news. He's doing look over here. Okay? Look at the post office. It appears that DeJoy is trying to get rid of the union or mail-in ballots, or look at Medicare.
Yeah, that is another.
How much money?
That is another good question, is why is DeJoy not in the jail?
The jail.
Yeah, what is going on? That's you're right.
Because the president can't do that.
It's the president.
Our president cannot do
the
that.
The board has to do it.
Yeah,
the board has to
I thought
do
we
it.
Had
the
an...
board. The president.
I thought we had enough people on the board,
we
finally.
Don't. We don't.
The board has to put DeJoy in the jail.
Yes, thank you, Chris. We've pounded that joke into the ground now. Would you like to say a few words in memoriam?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today.
Chris in Oakland. Hi, Chris.
Hey,
Chris.
Hey, good morning, folks, and thanks for picking.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Go ahead. Hello? No, you go ahead. No, you first.
Thank you. Thanks for picking. Hey, a little different take on the John Stewart thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the segment, but there are a lot of people calling about it, and I don't hear anybody saying, you know, hey, maybe John had a point. What I hear is a lot of people are pissed off, and I just want to remind, I just want to suggest where they're going to focus that rage. You played a clip of Professor Meacham talking about how the independent vote's going to be scattered pretty far and wide, and you made a great point yourself. and saying there are more of us than there are of them. This is going to be an election about turnout. And I think what John Stewart might have been doing, giving him the benefit of the doubt, is reminding us there's no hero coming to save us.
We are the ones we've been waiting for. Exactly. I mean, that part is true. I think this is this is perfect for talk radio, isn't it, Chris? A lot of people complaining about something they didn't see, including us. We didn't see it.
I didn't complain about it because I haven't seen it, so I can't comment.
Oh, I'll complain about anything. Okay, Kimberly Johnson from Start Me Up Podcast next.
From Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.